thanks, Hilary. Those are interesting comments. Maybe I can facilitate you a little bit by saying, what do you think is the most value for you? What is it that you're getting this value from? Okay, and that's where the tweet deck or the filtering comes in. Yeah.
Hilary, I think that's a really good point you're making, because I think what you find a lot of people when they first start using Twitter, they do tend to be what they call lurkers, and will just sort of watch what's happening and picking up some really useful nuggets and everything. The thing that personally does frustrate me about Twitter is the nonsense that you have to work your way through. You know, i.e. people painting the ceilings, and if people are sending useful links, you're right, it's instant information, great personal learning stuff, and you can use it immediately. And I just quickly just like to just share my experience. Like Donna was saying that she's fortunate that she's got an iPhone. Donna, as you know, I clearly don't have one. For quite a while, I've been in New Zealand for 3 years, and for the first 2 years, believe it or not, I never had a mobile phone. It's very sad, I know. In the UK, I had one surgically attached to my arm, and people would often ask, "Oh, what's your mobile phone number?" And I said, "Well, I haven't got one." And that's because I've no friends. Okay. Eventually, work insisted that I did get one, but I'm using Twitter not with my mobile phone, but I'm using it on an iPod Touch, and it's absolutely fantastic. I'm getting so much value out of it. We had the recent Teaching and Learning Conference meets eFest at UCOL, and I found I couldn't live without it at that point, because everyone was tweeting during the conference and we're picking some really good stuff up. And I was just using the iPod Touch, just the plug-in with it and everything, worked a treat. I use Twitter.com, and I'll log on, have it, at the bottom of my desktop during the day, keep updated on things, but usually about two or three times a day I'll log on to Twitter using the iPod. I find it, just as useful. I use an application called Twitterific for the iPod Touch, and it seems to give me all I need at this stage.
I think the important thing as well I've noticed when it comes to following things, like you talked about with the conference, Kevin, is that it has to be tagged. So at least then you can search for the tag of that conference and only get tweets that are relevant to that, rather than getting all the other crap that will go along with it. And that's quite an important thing to do.
Yeah, that's a good point, that, Donna, you're right.
Yeah. Sarah was bringing up that point as well, and that somewhere on the Ning site is something about for tweeting and rapid e-learning, there's three practical tips, and the first one was to use a hashtag, get students to follow subjects before, during and after a course, and it's that hashtag and filtering thing. Kylie just wanted us to catch up with us. She's basically saying if she understands it right, if you use Twitter as part of your teaching, it's another avenue to get information out to students quickly and allowing students to talk with each other. Donna and Kevin, that sounds about right, doesn't it? I think Kylie's got it in a nutshell, really.
Mm.
I have got a couple of links that I'll share. One of them is 25 Twitter projects in a college classroom, and that's quite interesting. I'll just make them a little bit smaller.
She's
post them up.
I think she's shrinking her links there. I don't know. We'll have to see.
Yeah.
I think that. Yeah. Another thing. Oh, hello. Is that you, your little boy, Stephen? Rufus. Hi, Rufus.
Hello.
Does he use Twitter? Oh, good.
Hey.
Right, get them early, eh? We at the recent eFest, we had a presenter. I've put his link on an insight talking about the generation that are maybe your son is coming into. These guys are going to be using technologies we don't even know exist yet. So here we are worrying about Twitter. It's probably not even going to be around in 5 years, 10 years.
Can I just throw a question out to the group? I'm not teaching anymore, but I'd be interested if anyone here has used Twitter with a group of the students. I've sort of read a lot about it, but I've never met anyone or spoke with anyone personally that's used Twitter with the particular class of students. So has that anyone any experience of that?
I'm loving seeing all these pens writing these questions. This is great. And we are recording this session. Hopefully it'll pick up our voices. Thanks, Kevin. If we could work out how to send a cuddle on Twitter, we would.
That's a good one that you've just sent, Donna. That's a really useful resource. Thank you for that.
Yeah, they are pretty interesting.
Yeah. Well, one other URL I'd like to just share with everyone.
Okay.
Again, apologies for not tiny URL in this immediately. And this is really useful for people that are new to Twitter, and it's 10 useful Twitter presentations. And if you were still to be convinced of its benefits, looking at some of these presentations would really convince you. Say, yeah, I can see now, I can... You know, the light bulb switching on with it. There are a few presentations on there that it's marketing people that are using it, but there's also quite a lot of educational ones there. I found that quite a useful link. Hillary, you're right again with that, because we even had one of our senior management team come to myself and Don and say, I'm really not convinced about all this Twitter stuff, you know. It seems a hell of a lot of time wasting. And once you start experiencing more and more tweets and seeing what other people are doing, you're filtering it out, and you find you can't live without some of it. It's so powerful. But it's that initial breaking through that barrier, isn't it? You know, filtering through it. Is you've got it spot on there, filtering the nonsense out.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I've been really pleased with the impact that Ningsite has made in terms of getting people to share some links, and I know I've personally learnt a lot from it. I just haven't got my head around actually keeping up with Twitter yet, and yeah. Yep, I've got some people following it. Yeah, I've got. Okay. How do you think you could get involved in that? Out of interest. Yeah. That's a really good point. Who am I talking to? Hillary, sorry. Sarah's prompted me with some questions. I have trouble seeing the screen with my progressive glasses. Basically, Sarah's asking me to explain what FOC 09 was about. I set that account up so that in the hope that people would start following it and therefore I could post out some messages. Now, for whatever reason, I only got a couple of followers, and so I stopped sending messages out. But yes, I could have used the FOC 09 Twitter account to keep you guys up to date. And that's a really good point. Okay? Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. No, that's all right, Hillary. We can follow this. I've got to intervene. Sarah needs to talk. She has a comment. So I'm just... She's desperate. I can hear you, Sarah. Are you in? Go for it. Sorry, Kevin.
Okay.
You got to listen to... Yep. No. No. Yeah. I guess I was just trying to get our group to follow it as a bit of an experiment. Yeah, but no, good comments, Sarah. That's good. Kevin, have you got any comments to add?
Yeah, it's interesting, and I agree with that last comment because it's... You know, if you can get a keyword in there, and I, Donna, you mentioned this morning, searching for a term like e-learning, that's you're going to get the useful stuff.
I noticed that even earlier in the week, I posted a comment, I think it was just about registering for the Moodle conference using the hashtag Moodle, and I had about 10 new followers in about half an hour, and that was all to do with using that Moodle tag in a tweet. So people are also following that tag, and they think, oh, cool, there's someone else who's interested in the same things that I am, and they follow you, and that's how you get like-minded people that are following you, and not just anyone who wants to do it for the sake of it.
And that's a really powerful use of Twitter, isn't it? You're getting all the right people. And probably a lot of us have took part in a lot of discussion groups. I've been a member of one in the UK, the UK Champions discussion groups for years, but I'm finding Twitter more beneficial because you're getting that instant message, that instant link there, and it's better than following RSS feeds and logging on and all that nonsense. But you're just getting this instant stuff, so it's fantastic.
Okay, just keeping an eye on the time, and I've got a couple of Skype messages from people who've come in a bit late, but I'm conscious that you have to go, Sarah, and I think Kevin's got another meeting. How do you think we're feeling? Do you think we're just about done what we wanted to do?
Can I just post one more URL just before we sort of finish? It's looking at some of the Twitter sort of applications, again, I posted this on your link site, Deborah, was the twitpic.com. And that's really is just, it's another photo sharing site, but you can get your stuff up there pretty quickly. Now, the way I could see this being of use in education would be things like, you've got, it doesn't have to be an iPhone, but a similar application out in a remote area. And as an assessor, you could be assessing that student, animal husbandry, building a brick wall or anything like that. and taking photographs of that assessment taking place and immediately posting up to the mothership or whatever, you know. You could be a food inspector going out of the kitchen, taking photographs, putting them up to TwitPic immediately. The evidence is pretty, you know, immediate. So I could see some benefits there, particularly in the remote areas. I think certainly, say for nursing students or something like that, obviously you get the, you know, sort of being diplomatic and say, well, do you mind if we take a photograph of your arm? Nothing else, there's going to be no faces or any other body parts or anything. Say, demonstrating an intravenous drip or something like that. And this is a technique, this is how you hold your hands when you're chopping vegetables without chopping your fingers off in hospitality. So there's lots of other ways it could be used in different areas like that. So I think that would be a useful tool of, you know, TwitPic. So I posted that up there. And it might be worth, you know, having a quick look at that. I only registered with it a few days ago. I wasn't aware of it until quite recently.
I'm just... Thanks, Sarah. I've just tried to add Bronwyn. I don't know if I have. Bronwyn, are you there? No. Oh, yes, I can hear. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think we're probably getting ready to wrap up now. Kevin's just copying another link into us. Yeah, and just while he's doing that, I think everybody's, if anybody else has any more comments, probably now's a good time to post some questions. There was something I was going to come back to right at the beginning, and I'm not sure who asked it, but it was when we talked about the top 100 tools. Somebody posed a question about what methods were used to rate the tools. I think you might have to delve back into the website to have a look at that, but certainly when I look through the script, if we haven't answered that question, I will make sure I try and answer it. We'll probably... Jane, we've got a printout of her. Jane Hart. Yeah. I know that she dealt with about a group of about 300 educators, and they participated by sharing their top 10 tools, and then the list was created out of that. Yep, okay. That's 28 more than me. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it's crashed on me.
Oh, we've just lost Kevin, he's crashed. But I think the key word you're using there, Stephen, is microblogging. It's a new word that Kevin and I have been discussing that quite a bit in the lead up to this, is that you're enhancing other communication tools. Kevin's just dropped out of Skype. We must have used up our time. Okay. I think we've just about got Kevin back again. No, I don't think Kevin can come back in. What I might do is I might hand over the microphone to him to wrap up, and then I'll sign off with everybody, okay?
Hello, are we back? Yep. Okay, this is very odd now because as I'm speaking, I can see Deborah's name appearing. just winding up, what Deborah intends doing is we've got an MP3 recording of the conversations that took place as well, so we're going to just get that in Audacity later and pop that up on Deborah's Ning site. Also a full transcript of all the text messages, so we'll get that up there as well. But I'd just like to say on behalf of Deborah, thanks for everyone's contribution. It's been great chatting with people. There's a couple of names I recognise, but also made some new colleagues, which is great. And hopefully we're all going to chat again soon in the future. Okay. It's a great question that we get asked all the time. Ooh, I don't think I'm going to be the ultimate salesman for Twitter because, I'm still on the fence on a lot of areas. There's certainly, we've posted a lot of URLs up there, the benefits for it in education, and it's like any of the tools that are out there. Pretty powerful stuff, and it's becoming stronger all the time, but I couldn't say that, Bronwyn, in one sentence. Anyone else like to chip in? I agree.
I mean, I would say as well that, I mean, saying why should I use Twitter? I mean, the answer to that question is going to be different for everybody. I mean, so why would I use Twitter? I mean, if you think about it, it's like a personal learning environment. and you might have a question that you want to ask. So if you put that question to Twitter using good hashtags, then you will get a good answer to that question rather quickly. And for me, that's invaluable. You can get some good information fast. But I mean, everyone's going to have a different answer to the question. It might just be a social thing for some people, but it could just be, you know, work-related, education-related for others.
Okay. Does Stephen have a question?
No, Kevin. It was just saying the question about why.
Okay. Right. Okay. I'm going to just put the final note on back onto Deborah now. But great speaking with everyone, and thanks for giving us the opportunity. And hopefully, we'll all catch up soon. Thank you, and thank you for everyone that's posted all the links. They're going to be useful, and I'm sure we're all going to get a lot out of them.
Okay, Deborah here. Thanks to Kevin and Donna and Sarah, who's already gone, and all my classmates for joining me in this session. Hopefully we'll have an audio recording, as Kevin said, and we'll catch up on the link site. We don't know if the button was actually pressed.